With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kevin Krantz, who is director of the Lafayette Science Museum. I think the last time you were here, Kevin, you were dressed as a zombie, or you were in the mode of zombieism.
That's right. I came with a horde of zombies last time.
Yeah, people couldn't see them, but it was. And now you're here with a horde of fossils, some pretty amazing fossils. A new exhibit just opened up at the museum called Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs and Mammals. You had a spectacular gala on Friday. Lots of people, the mayor, the president of the university were there. So this exhibit has been a real collaboration. Talk just a bit about that, how this exhibit came about and why these partners are so excited about the exhibit.
This exhibit began 2 years ago, as a matter of fact, in what was a minor partnership between ourselves and the University School of Geosciences, particularly the museum, the Geology Museum. Tim Dix, one of the professors there, and myself, we put together a small exhibit on our second floor. The response from that was tremendous. From school groups to geologists to anybody loved the fact that we were doing this. It was so in-depth, yet so layered, you know, getting as deep as you want, down to the chemical compositions. So when the university was hunting for a home for its new museum and some of its research outlets, the museum was their choice, which was fantastic for us because we knew immediately what it would mean for the department and what it would mean for us. Since then, the relationship has been nothing but symbiotic. It's been fantastic to work with such an organized group of people. This exhibit was going to originally be mostly geology specimens mixed with some fossils and some casts. We were going to have some casts made, and we ended up with this huge collection from the folks who were going to provide the cast, Dino Lab, and they had a desperate situation, and we were there to facilitate that, and it worked out for both of us as well because their magnificent collection has now been restored to its original glory and is part of, the main part of, at least the fossil, the fossil cast part of the giant fossil.
So you all have been a help to a lot of people, the School of Geosciences, the geology department in particular, and this organization that for many years has created exhibits and casts and had fossils. So you were just this wonderful catch-all for everyone to come together. And
little hub, the little museum that could, but we, you know, the fact is that all of these parties made this exhibit possible, and without them and without that partnership, without everybody being able to provide what it is that they do best, this couldn't have happened. So the exhibit is over 6,000 square feet. There are 11 full-size fossil casts. There are real fossils. There are dozens upon oodles of skulls, all of the interpretation, the scaled illustrations to show what the rest of the body looked like because of some of these dinosaurs. It's really, really deceiving how small their skulls were, but how big the rest of them were. The Apatosaurus is one example. Tiny skull, huge body.
Mm-hmm. As any parent of a five-year-old should know.
Exactly.
Tell us about the School of Geosciences at UL. Obviously, the geology department is a fabulous department. They just won the International Imperial Barrel Award.
Amazing.
I think the only group that's won it twice. So they're an amazing department within the School of Geosciences, which some people may not know has a paleontologist connected.
That's right. Dr. James Martin, phenomenal man. Vast font of knowledge that he is filling in for the spot that is vacant right now for a paleontologist position, doing a phenomenal job of that. Part of what it is that we're hoping to do with this is to get awareness for the fact that there is such a need. And I mean, clearly when one sees this exhibit, they would almost demand that there is a position there to be held. He has just provided a wealth of information that wouldn't have happened otherwise and curated the exhibit. You know, we made it look good. He's the one who told the story.
So he's responsible for the explanations that accompany the different fossils and casts and really imbues it with the knowledge.
That's right. That's right. The department and the students as well all pooled in, I mean, as well as our staff. I think it was a total partnership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what was the response on Friday? People were obviously looking at the exhibit. What was their response to the fossils and the casts?
Blown away would be a conservative description. Yeah, I mean, especially Saturday and Sunday. That was the first full day. We planned it for maximum capacity. We had 400 folks come in Saturday. Sunday was a half day, and we did 300. We saw 300 visitors on Sunday. So it was a very busy weekend for the museum, and if that is any indication of what our summer is going to look like, we're going to need some help.
Wow. Well, I can just imagine the parents who are hearing this now determined to take their children to see this exhibit, and ourselves. We never lose our interests in dinosaurs and fossils.
And the ultimate goal here is for these students, these parents of these children, for them to see this and get the idea. This is what I want to do when I grow up. This is the university that I want to get it from. That's the ultimate goal. Keep it all here.
Right, exactly. And especially with this newly formed College of Geosciences, which is really encompassing so many of these fascinating disciplines of study, physics and geology and looking under the earth and all of the layers, as you said. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Kevin Krantz, director of the Lafayette Science Museum. He's talking about a new exhibit that opened this past weekend called Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs and Mammals. So you have mammals in this exhibit as well. Are they smaller mammals or some of those larger ones like the mastodons?
Well, that is yet to be seen. The beauty of this exhibit is this is the first of three
parts. It's an organic exhibit, isn't it?
It's an organic. Mm-hmm. It's going to grow on you, Judith.
Okay.
This is the first year. The second year will comprise the Cretaceous period, and the third will introduce the mammals. That'll happen in 2016. This collection is so huge, 18,000 square feet of fossils if it's to be laid out as an exhibit, and we're allocating 6,000 to the whole thing. So you can say it's to replace the other.
Is it going to be going chronologically?
It will be. It'll be a timeline.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, and we're leaving the first part, the Triassic. We want to leave room for a prequel if it ever comes back. You know, George Lucas, eat your heart out. We're going to do this.
Zombie fossils or something. Well, you know, this is probably a good reason, I'm just thinking, to get like a membership at the museum so you could go as many times as you want to these exhibits, you know, because you'll want to revisit it and go as the exhibit unfolds.
Well, and not only that, the museum now for the first time since I've been there 2008 is completely chock-a-block full, completely full from top to bottom, stem to stern. There is something in every viewable area of the museum now, not to mention the fact that fossil giants will be there in one form or another, an evolving form, forgive the pun, between now and 2017. So there's a lot of fossils to see, including myself at the museum between now and then.
I'm sure they'll ask to see your office.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, describe it. So when you walk in, where do you have these fossils? Are they right when you walk in?
We wouldn't do that. That'd be way too easy. That's right. No, you've got to go through some stuff before you get to them. But the first thing that you come across are friendly staff. The second thing that you see is a collaboration that we had with the Light Center, which is our virtual fish tank. Go and tap on the glass. That's right. Please tap on the glass.
A virtual fish tank.
Okay. You just have to see it to believe it. It's beautiful,
well,
beautiful.
Sounding beautiful. Like there's more and more to see at the museum.
That's right. You pass that, and then you get to fossil giants. But, you know, we have some other partnerships with the university, including architecture and design, who we just recently had some stuff added with. So there's a lot of things in the work with the university as well as other big partners in the community.
Well, that's a wonderful place to interact with the public. So much goes on in the sciences here at the university, but in the public, we don't always get to see the results of that research. And so you all are offering that way for us to encounter it.
A platform for everything science.
That's right. You always have these great turns of phrases, Kevin. Now, how long some of these other exhibits that you mentioned, are they kind of revolving? Are there some permanent exhibits that you all have up?
We do have the one permanent exhibit that I would say that probably wouldn't be going through a lot of change is the Leaving Earth exhibit, which is the story of space travel. Everything else, the beauty about what it is that we're trying to do is everything else is liquid. Everything, for instance, with the architecture and design, it reflects the change of students. It reflects as students move through, and work on different projects. And as they know that their projects will be the best projects will be displayed at the museum, that presents a challenge to them, and it's a little competition. It's really fun. And it provides great exhibits for us and the exposure for the students.
Absolutely.
And for folks to know that these programs exist.
Here at the university.
That's right, here
and
at
that
the university.
These are studies that their kids can enroll in here at the university.
Should enroll. Mm-hmm.
Should. Again, great phrase, Kevin. Yes, should enroll in at the university. So if people would like to know more about what's at the museum, tell us a bit about your website, what they can find if they go to the website.
Oh, we have a brand new website that describes everything that we do in just enough to pique your interest but not bore you. Secondly, our Facebook page, a constant source of fresh information, sometimes inside information about what goes on at the museum. It's always a great way to find out information. We are open Tuesday through Sunday. Tuesday through Friday, we're open 9 to 5, and Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 1 to 6.
Makes it very easy for families to get to the museum.
Oh, yeah. Look out summer. Just come during the week, during the summer, because weekends are going to be packed.
Well, you could just stay downtown between the libraries and the museums downtown. There's so much to do there.
You don't need to leave downtown. There is so much to do downtown. Don't get me started. Great there.
LafayetteScienceMuseum.org, and Facebook is Lafayette Science Museum.
Correct.
Okay, and you'll get notices about what's coming up, this evolving exhibit that is at the Lafayette Science Museum now, Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals. In addition to all of this, you all have planetarium programs.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful planetarium programs. We, of course, you know, have the digital planetarium and a ton of programs to go along with, a plethora.
All right. So especially as it heats up, a cool planetarium is a perfect place to go and learn about the heavens. So that's all at the Lafayette Science Museum. You can stop by their website or sign up on their Facebook page. Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals is up for about 3 years now. There will be new fossils and
It'll
casts.
Evolve.
It will evolve. We can watch it evolve before our very eyes. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for all the work that you all do, seasonal work with your wonderful Halloween exhibits and then also your very scientific works that we get to share in. Again, partnering with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with the College of Geosciences, and making it possible for all of us to see what's going on in those colleges. We really appreciate that.
As always, thank you, Judith.